I've found that breaking a man away from his lover after he reconciles with his wife proves more difficult than breaking a woman away from her lover. I'm not sure why this is so. Perhaps women feel more uncomfortable loving two men, while men adjust better to multiple relationships. Throughout history, in the common system of polygamy, men have supported many women, but most societies have not permitted women to do the same. Usually, sociologists have assumed this discrimination had an economic base. Men could support women, but women could not usually support men. But the reason may also turn out to be emotional. Men like having several wives, while women do not like having several husbands. When a man wins a wife back from an affair by learning to meet her needs, he has little to worry about. My counseling experiences have shown that when a strained wife comes back to her husband and finds her needs being met, her former lover often no longer tempts her. But with strained husbands, we have a more serious problem. I have seen husbands build new and wonderful relationships with their wives, but then go back to their lovers after 5 or 6 years of what appeared to be marital bliss. When I ask them why, they inevitably tell me they miss the woman terribly and still love her. At the same time, they stoutly affirm they love their wives dearly and would not think of leaving them. I believe a man like this has told the truth. He is hopelessly entangled and needs all the help possible to be kept away from his lover and stay faithful to his wife. I often recommend that a man once involved in an affair come in to see me every 3 to 6 months on an indefinite basis, just to talk about how things are going and to let me know how successfully he has stayed away from his lover. He must resign himself to a lifetime without her. He must certainly not work with his former lover and should probably live in some other city or state. Even with those restrictions, the desire for her company persists. Your marriage will become stronger than ever. When you have finally learned to meet each other's most important emotional needs, your love and your marriage will become stronger than ever. A person who discovers his or her spouse in an affair experiences one of the most severe blows anyone's self-esteem could possibly sustain. It also begins a constant struggle that puts both partners on an emotional roller coaster. But once they have weathered the worst, they discover they love each other more than ever. In fact, many couples tell me they have built a better love relationship than they would have had if the affair had not jolted them into constructive action. The affair provides the traumatic trigger that finally gets the couple working on each other's basic needs. Once you start meeting those basic needs, your marriage becomes what it was supposed to have been all along. In almost every case that I have counseled, when the couple has faithfully stuck to the program I have laid down, they have developed a better relationship than ever before. People say to me they can never love or trust a spouse again after that spouse has strayed away in an affair. I know this is not true. It is a long and difficult process to restore the relationship, but it can be done. Chapter 14, From Incompatible to Irresistible. To conclude, we need to make a brief study of two important words, incompatible and irresistible. Within the definition of these words lies the key to understanding and applying this book to your own marriage. According to the American Heritage Dictionary, the definition of incompatible is inharmonious, antagonistic. The definition of irresistible is having an overpowering appeal. When a husband and wife can't get along, we may describe them as incompatible. Yet at one time, we would have called those same two people irresistible to each other. Because they found each other irresistible, they made a lifetime commitment in marriage. Couples start out irresistible and only become incompatible as they leave each other's needs unmet. When someone outside the marriage offers to meet those needs, an affair starts. Then the lover becomes irresistible. But giving the lover that title can be misleading. The lover is seldom totally irresistible. In most affairs, he or she meets only some, usually one or two, of the basic needs of the strained spouse. The betrayed spouse still fulfills the other 3 or 4 basic needs. As I've tried to show time and again, when the strained spouse is caught in the web of an affair, he or she feels a strong need for both people, the spouse left at home and the lover. The thought of losing either of them seems unbearable.